Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We're always delighted to have you on board as we face the issues. Looking forward to your dialogue and discussion as we face the issue today. We're asking a question. Can we trust the government? Now, perhaps that'd be a laughable question to some. We want to walk through the litany of evidences that would say, no, we cannot trust the government. In fact, it's my most humble opinion, we cannot trust any of the federal agencies under the dominance, the guidance of the Biden cabal as of today. Ladies and gentlemen, what I would call, and I'm using a term on television, news media says the bombshell. The latest bombshell today, ladies and gentlemen, is the revelation that the CDC lied to us. Now, of course, for most Americans, we already know that. We already recognize we've been lied to. Today, ladies and gentlemen, the Americans cannot trust the CDC, the FBI, the CIA, the IRS, the DOJ, the CIA, and other federal agencies, what I call the three-letter acronym governmental agencies. Every last one of them, ladies and gentlemen, now in the enforcement arm of the Biden cabal. The ultimate goal is, I believe, ladies and gentlemen, to overthrow our constitutional republic. Big tech is being used as the gatekeeper to keep our voices silent for the conservatives, the Christians, the patriots. And I believe the FBI, the agency, is set up to enforce the radical agenda today as never before for all of those that do not conform to the level of submission that's now required of every citizen in America before our federal government. That's what we'll talk about today and much, much more. We'll talk about the CIA, the FBI, the DOJ, all of the federal thugs with badges organizations, the raid on President Donald J. Trump's home down in Mar-a-Lago. We'll talk about the CDC's admission that they were wrong. In fact, let me just start out with this. New CDC COVID-19 guidance agency is admitting it was wrong, according to Stanford epidemiologist. Ladies and gentlemen, we are finding, and we'll read other documents and information that will validate what we're talking about today. But first of all, let me remind you that as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It's not a matter of my opinion. It's not a matter of going to some philosophical rhetoric. It's not a matter of looking at a denominational dogma. It's based on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. What God's word says, it carries all of the weight in the world. In fact, I'm looking at Proverbs 29:2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. I believe we're facing a nation of mourning today as a result of the wicked being charged with every aspect of the federal government and what is being pressed upon the conservative Christian patriots in America today. As we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the truth book, the Bible. Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8:31-32, said, if you continue my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then Jesus says in John 14:6, I am truth. And further, a declaratory statement says, John 17:17, thy word is truth. It's the truth of the word of God that carries in life and in our living and all that we do and say. In fact, in Psalms 117:2 says the truth of the Lord endures forever. It is not something that is here today and gone tomorrow. It is truth that endures forever. But it's truth that is not sought after. It's truth that's discarded, disbelieved, and rejected today. It goes hand in glove with what secularist George Orwell said in his dystopian novel entitled 1984. He said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And this is precisely what we see taking place today, especially in the Beltway of Washington. Can you believe anything that the DOJ says in relationship to the raid on Donald Trump's home? Can you believe that Donald Trump would have nuclear secrets that perhaps he wants to sell to Russia, of all things? I think that that's what they're trying to get the citizens to believe. We have a hearing, I understand, today down in South Florida with the judge that signed the warrant that allowed the thugs with badges to search Mar-a-Lago. There's a hearing as to whether or not the affidavit will be opened and revealed to the public. I pray that it is, but I don't believe that they will do so. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to go back to the fundamental foundation of truth. It was the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus, that said, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. That's what we do each and every day on this broadcast of Facing the Issues. We face the issue based on the truth from the truth book, the Word of God. And I pray that it's a blessing to you that you'll join in the dialogue and discussion even today. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, the good news is Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. Tools for Time's knowledgeable staff can answer all of your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located, ladies and gentlemen, at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. It's a benchmark that you can find it easily. It's a 165-foot flagpole right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24-7 at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Find the flag and the flagpole. At the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. Wait, wait, wait. There's some good news, ladies and gentlemen. Tools for Time is now hiring all position, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly oriented environment. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing all of the faculty at Tools for Time, all of the staff at Tools for Time, to worship in the house of God with the children of God as God's word ordained it to be so. Ladies and gentlemen, drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does, placing you into the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few minutes, we're going to introduce a very special guest today. We've had him with us a number of times on the air, but I believe it's important that we hear from him and join with him in prayer for victory at the polls on the 23rd. We're still in early voting now across the state of Florida, but the voting day ends on the 23rd of August, and we'll be talking with one of the major candidates for that vote this coming week. And so I pray that you'll stay tuned. Let me remind you, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, the radical agenda today is that for everyone that does not conform to the radical agenda, that, ladies and gentlemen, if you go before the school board and you challenge the school board, if you confront the school board about teaching CRT and the sodomite lifestyle of the public schools, then you're considered, ladies and gentlemen, a domestic terrorist. If you challenge the school board about the LGBTQ sodomite agenda, then you're a domestic terrorist. If you, ladies and gentlemen, question or challenge the 2020 election and you say that it was stolen by the Marxist, then you are definitely a domestic terrorist. Or even worse, perhaps, you're a white supremacist. The question is, can we trust the government? The answer to that is absolutely unequivocally no. We discovered, ladies and gentlemen, let me go through a little litany of setting the stage before we introduce our guest today. the revelation that the CDC now admits that they lied to us is a good example, ladies and gentlemen, of what's taking place in all of the federal agencies today. The history of the COVID-19 and the CDC tells us the full story. Let me just give you a litany before I look at two or three brief, pungent articles that sets the stage. They lied to us about the potential deaths in America. It's Dr. Deborah Birx and Sir Anthony Fauci that lied to the president, that lied to him based on the maneuver that they wanted to be taken. Dr. Birx is now peddling her book about how she changed the data, how she fudged the data, how she lied to the president in order to get him to make decisions that he perhaps would not have made otherwise. They lied to us about the forced lockdowns. They lied to us about the mask mandate. By the way, hundreds of studies about masks finds that masks are absolutely of no value whatsoever to prevent the transmission of a COVID pathogen or for the receiving of the COVID pathogen. They're worthless. OSHA, on its OSHA website just a few months back, said it's like putting a chain link fence up to keep the gnats out. That gives a good illustration of the value of the mask, and yet you can't go into a doctor's office, a medical office, a hospital without being forced by the Gestapo to put a mask on. And I'm thankful we're in a free state where the governor in the state of Florida said there's no mask mandate. They lied to us about the safety of the COVID jabs. They lied to us in saying that it was safe and that you could have 98 to 99% security in knowing that you would not die and you would not be real sick, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Joe Biden lied to us. The CDC lied to us. The FDA lied to us in saying that, ladies and gentlemen. We found it to be absolutely untrue. In fact, 91%, I'm told, based on some very credible evidence that I've read, 91% of those that are hospitalized today have been fully vaccinated. What does it mean, fully vaccinated? You've been vaccinated, 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 boosted, boosted, and reboosted. I know that makes a lot of sense to many that are laughing at the thought of being vaccinated, 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 boosted, then being reboosted, because it has shown absolutely an incredible lie that all of these things are supposed to be true. They lied to us about the COVID jab research. Now we know that because of the Pfizer whistleblowers coming out, they tell us that the absolute research that was done by Pfizer that said that the Pfizer jabs were safe, said the Pfizer jabs were going to be beneficial, based on whistleblowers, all of their preparation, all of their research was fraudulently done. And now it's coming to fruition with the realization that they lied to us. Another headline says, exclusive, CDC admits it gave false information about COVID-19 vaccinations. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, but it makes me angry to realize how we've been deceived and lied to. We're going to talk about this in depth, along with the in-depth thoughts about the raid by the FBI on the Mar-a-Lago home of President Donald J. Trump. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to welcome today to our microphones and to our discussion. I want you to welcome Congressman Mike Hill. Congressman Hill is one that absolutely takes a stand for truth, and Congressman Hill is one that was formerly the representative for District 1 in the state of Florida House of Representatives. He is now what I consider the top candidate for going back into that seat for the Florida House for District 1 for the primary that will be finalizing our vote on the 23rd of this month. Congressman Hill, welcome to Let's Face the Issues. Delighted that we could continue to pray for you, continue to stand with you, and looking forward to victory on the 23rd. Thank you for joining us on Let's Face the Issues today.
Dr. Youngblood, thank you for having me, and thank you for your prayers and your support. The campaign is looking really good for us, and we're excited about taking that seat back for righteousness' sake. And as you said at the beginning of your monologue, when those who are righteous are in power, the people rejoice. But when the wicked are in power, the people mourn. So we're going to give people reason to rejoice when we take that seat back for righteousness' sake on August 23rd.
We're looking forward to it. We're counting on that. I want you to take several moments, if you can do so, Congressman. Talk with us. Let our listeners know. Give them a basic update on your campaign. How do you stand with that? What do you need from we, the listeners? How can every listener today help in these last few days of this campaign in the preparation, in the prayer, in making funds available? What is the greatest need? How can we help? Where are you seeing the candidacy at this moment?
Right now, we're in a very good position, Dr. Youngblood. God was so gracious, and we were able to collect the funding that we needed to complete our campaign plan. Today is the very last day that any funds can be received. And so if someone were to want to donate, they would have to go to my website and do that. But what I would say at this point, Dr. Youngblood, what is the most pressing need would be for prayer. The prayers of the righteous availeth much. And I know a lot of your listeners are righteous people. They have accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior, as you and I have. That puts us in a righteous position because He is our righteousness. And so prayers from your listeners, and I would say be very specific about the prayer. Sometimes people will say, you know, Lord, let your will be done. Go ahead and declare it. Lord, let your will be that Mike Hill wins this race.
Amen.
Be very specific about that. That is the most pressing need. And I would be so grateful and honored to have the prayers of your listeners, Dr. Youngblood. Again, the campaign is looking really good for us right now. No polls have been taken, to my knowledge, by either side. But what we are hearing as we knock on doors, as we do our sign waving, is nothing but support. And that is very encouraging to be able to do that. And as I say, you know, God has been so gracious to us in that those who I have asked, including your listeners, Dr. Youngblood, several of your listeners have donated. And one of your listeners was so gracious to donate the maximum amount, which is $1,000. That was fantastic. And so many others have gone online and donated. And your listeners and others around the state have been contributing to the campaign so that in a very short period of time, we were able to get enough funding to fund out our entire campaign plan. It was just an awesome move of God to see that get done.
Amen. Well, Congressman, I'm thankful to hear that, and I'm thankful to hear that that need has basically been met, but there's always that unexpected cost factor. So let me take this opportunity at this moment, ask you to give the website and how the listeners that would feel impressed with the Lord to make a donation, $10, $50, $100, or $1,000, to make that donation, how can they reach your website? How do they maneuver that in order to make that final donation into your campaign? I believe that is warranted, that's needful, that's necessary. That's saying that we care, we're concerned, we want to be a part, we want to take part in the victory of knowing that God placed you in the position to represent us in the state of Florida. Give that information to our listeners.
Yes, sir. They can go to MikeHillForFlorida.com. That's MikeHillForFlorida.com. You'll see a donate button. You click on that. Now, you must fill out all the information that is requested, including your occupation. That's required by campaign rules. So you must complete all the information that's on there. Sometimes people don't want to give that because it seems to be prying into their privacy, and I would agree. But it is required. Otherwise, we would not ask for it. We don't, of course, sell the information. We don't use it for anything other than it has to be reported to the campaign officials who is contributing to the campaign. So MikeHillForFlorida.com. And as you stated, Dr. Youngblood, people contributing to the campaign, any amount is greatly appreciated, and you can do the maximum amount of $1,000. That shows that you are part of the winning team, that you are with our campaign, that you want to help and be a part of putting someone who is going to go in there and serve as a servant of the living God and a servant leader for the people in the state of Florida.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, let me encourage you to do so. It's what I simply call a final call for active conservatives, Christians, and patriots to take part, that we can join lock arms with Congressman Hill and see him have victory on election night. That's coming up just in a few days, August the 23rd. And so I challenge you, encourage you, invite you, number one, pray for Congressman Hill. Number two, participate in funding and underwriting the campaign with the final cost to do so. And then continue to pray and thank the Lord in advance for the victory. Congressman Hill, let me ask you a couple of things. You heard my monologue telling about your, tell me about your thoughts about the new admission coming out of the CDC. It's amazing today, ladies and gentlemen, what is taking place in relationship to that. Let me just cover this. We've lost Congressman Hill, but he'll be back on in just a moment, I'm sure. This is the wonder of technology when you're doing so remotely, where we're connected by telephone. But one of the articles, ladies and gentlemen, says CDC admits it gave false information about COVID vaccines. Another article says CDC guidance and agency is admitting it was wrong, according to an epidemiologist that's done the research and the study. Mike, are you back?
Yes, sir. I'm back, Dr. Youngblood. I'm not quite sure what happened there. There's a storm here in Pensacola, and perhaps one of the lightning strikes may have knocked me out, but we're back on now.
Let me restate that for the benefit of our listeners. Congressman Hill, you've heard my monologue about our, tell me your thoughts in relationship to the admission of the CDC that says that they were wrong. In fact, the statement was that they were wrong on most of the issues. They're revamping all of the CDC protocol, et cetera. One of the headlines says, new CDC COVID-19 guidance says agency admitting it was wrong. Another one says CDC admits it gave false information about COVID-19 vaccines. It is very, very clear. Another headline says there's no reason for these shots. CDC's case for vax mandates simply crumbled. Another one says lawsuit coming for the entities that don't change CDC COVID mandates after the CDC update, end quote. Massive, major number of articles in relationship to that. And I know that you're probably familiar with that. Give me your thoughts in relationship to that admission. What do you feel brought it about? Do you feel that they had been lying to us the whole time? And what brought this about?
Dr. Youngblood, you know, in the beginning of your monologue, you raise the question, should we trust our government? Can we trust our government? And of course, the answer to that is no. And in fact, Dr. Youngblood, our founding fathers did not trust government at all. And that's why they structured our Constitution to give the government only limited, enumerated powers, because they knew that government was not to be trusted, because they knew the condition of the heart of man, that it must be kept in check, it must be reined in, otherwise it will commit evil. And they knew that because they studied governments throughout history and around the world and saw that all of them were unsuitable for being in place for a free people. And so they put our Constitution together that says the power belongs to the state and to the people and not to the government. And we see exactly why, when we travel through history, come to our point where we are now, where we have these government agencies who, by the way, do not have any constitutional authority to even exist. The CDC was created by an executive order and was given way too much authority and power. Exactly what our founding fathers were trying to prevent from happening. And so the CDC recently came out and admitted that they were wrong. And the reason they did that, Dr. Youngblood, is because they were found out. These lawsuits that have been pressed against them, patriots who have demanding Freedom of Information Act information, they essentially smoked them out. And they had no choice but to admit that they were wrong. The thing is, I'm surprised that they even admitted it, because even though they know we knew it, I'm surprised that they even admitted it, because for the past almost 3 years now, they have lied to us constantly, and it has had devastating effects. People who are taking those experimental jabs are finding all kinds of adverse side effects from that, including death. And it should have stopped a long time ago. And there are even institutions, governments, state, local, around our nation that are still demanding that people, there are businesses that are still demanding that people take the vaccination and wear masks, including our military. It is outrageous, Dr. Youngblood. And I think that someone, more than one person, should be held accountable for this fraud that was perpetrated on the American people.
I'm in full agreement with that. And a headline here says, there's no reason for these shots. CDC's case for vax mandates simply crumbles. With the new CDC guidelines that essentially acknowledge people who are vaccinated are not protected from infection from COVID-19. Attorneys who file lawsuits on behalf of military members, student healthcare workers, students, healthcare workers, and others argue there's no longer a case for mandates. Millions have lost their livelihood. Millions have faced exclusion from everyday life activities based on medical care because of the differentiation that the CDC now admits does not make sense at all. And it goes on to talk about, this implies that the mandates based on two-dose vaccinations are useless, and the case for booster mandates are useless. Yale University epidemiologist Harvey Reich wrote Friday in his Telegram channel article, this was the only potential compelling interest in vaccination mandates. Attorney Jim Yonts of the Civil Liberties Alliance said in an email that the defendants in its natural immunity lawsuit will argue that the new CDC guidelines makes their lawsuit moot. It is now clear, more than ever before, there's no reason for people to receive the COVID shots at all. And it goes on to say Liberty Council Chairman Matt Staver just told the news, quote, seems like every day the FDA and the CDC are giving some report continues to confirm that we have lied to you all along, end quote. So, Congressman, you're exactly right with your take on that, with the understanding of what is taking place. Looking at one, says lawsuits coming entities that don't change COVID mandates after CDC update. And it's a massive article about a group of attorneys talking about doing class action suits against it. We've got just a couple of minutes before our top of the hour news break. Congressman, let me just simply run by some things. So knowing what we know now, recognizing and understanding that CDC is now openly admitting, in your face admitting, that they lied to us. Now, they've not used that term. They said that some of the scientific data was not correct, that they had not updated it, da-da-da-da-da. But the bottom line is, they have admitted that they've lied to us. So how can a military person get his career back? So how can doctors and nurses who were booted out of their profession, or their license canceled, or their license suspended, how can they get their life back, their reputation back? Where can a family go for a redress for the murder of a son or a daughter or mom or dad because the doctors and hospitals following the deceitful CDC protocol? Where can a person go to take the that took the COVID jab now with life-threatening disabilities and death looming perhaps in the days, weeks, months to come? That's some of the things we'll talk about right after the top of the hour break. Congressman Hill, again, thank you for being with us. We're looking forward to continuing this conversation right after the top of the hour news. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.